Look at us. Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me. DFW and world, and welcome to the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak, your home for live, local, laughs, fun, good stuff. KT is cracking a beer here at 7 a.m. to start the show. Hi, I'm Jeff Cavanaugh. Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see you. And to my left is Kevin Turner, the great KT, who...
It is 5 a.m. on the Pacific Coast, Jeff. It's 5 o'clock.
I think it will still... I think your background as a newsman and weatherman who's hand-built his own model will still come in handy today. I think we're still, we need to be weather-aware enough that that'll still come in handy. Good morning, KT.
Yes, good morning, Jeff. Friday, February 3rd. Ah. We are T-minus 5 days away from Freak Free Fall.
Ah, Freak Free Fall.
Did you forget about it already?
No, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a day full of game shows where every host will be here starting at 7 a.m. And if you win a game, you get to go home. And if you don't and you lose every game, then at 6 o'clock, everyone will be gone and you'll have to do an hour of radio by yourself. And I'm looking forward to being gone at 9 a.m.
I have a couple of thoughts to tinker with some things, but let's figure out who else is on the show today.
Okay, well, look across the way where the great and talented Julie Dobbs, who she actually is vying for top weather person at the station. She's been doing some homework behind the scenes, and so it really is a battle between you two. But good morning, Julie. Hi.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Man, Julie had a kick-ass Thursday. I can tell you that right now.
I did.
Matt Cather's in the cockpit. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here. Happy Friday.
Oh, we do have to figure out what is Friday.
We do.
Julie said Friday has to be a thing. It's got to be something. Last Friday was...
Feel Good Friday.
And we did lots of feel good things.
Uh-huh. It went okay.
But now we're back to Friday.
February Friday.
It's
first February Friday.
It's not good enough.
Does whatever it is have to have alliteration? Does Friday have to have alliteration?
Bonus points for alliteration. It doesn't have to, though. It does have to flow. It has to be something that we get excited about when we wake up, as a show, and when all of DFW wakes up as well to come listen to our show. What is it?
Hear me out.
All right. I'm here. Oh, no.
No. See, look what we've done.
What about...
Oh, goodness.
...a Flarp Cup Friday. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
That's the best one I've ever done.
You're getting better.
What about a flarp?
You'll never do better than that. Now you can put it up. You peaked.
All right, I'm gonna put it
hard work
up.
Pays off, little buddy.
Hold on. I got to push it back down to the bottom, then I'll put it up. Right, no, Matt, my flarp cup doesn't need help.
Oh, he was very good with it. Okay, it's not going to be Fart Friday. It's not going to be Flarp Friday.
Okay.
I would prefer my Fridays have nothing to do with farts, actually, okay. If we're being honest.
Okay. I am pro eliminating the farts for the most part.
I bet you are.
Well, except when I get bored. If I get bored,
well,
yes.
You always play with the Flarp Cup during my segments, which means you're getting bored during my segments.
Well,
you looked at stocks during Julie's segment yesterday.
You guys need to take that up with yourselves and evaluate your content.
You did not like alliteration, or what was it? All my word talk?
I forgot the word for those words.
I did do palindrome.
Palindrome.
You didn't like my palindrome party?
I loved your palindrome party.
I like the acronym fun.
10 o'clock hour, the market's open, and you gotta know what's going on.
So now I've learned at 10 o'clock every day, Run the Jewels has to compete with Jeff checking his stocks. I'm going to just try harder to keep you interested.
It's important to know how much we've lost each day.
What if we put Run the Jewels at 10 and run the stocks?
That's when I can check out for a bit.
Listen, when the 9 o'clock segment ends, I know KT's got 9:30, Julie's got 10. KT's kind of got 10:30.
That's when you start to coast.
That's when I start to coast.
Yeah.
And we got to re-lock in.
Starts packing his bag up.
Okay.
Looking at stocks.
So, KT, this means at the beginning of your 9:30 segment, the beginning of my 10 segment, we somehow need to shock Jeff back into focus. So let's come prepared today with, like, Let's dangle some things that Jeff loves at the beginning of our segment to keep him intrigued.
I mean, it's not going to change whether Hasbro's stock goes up or down, you know?
Coming up next at 9:30, I've got my top 10 prospects in the NFL draft.
Whoa! I did an NFL draft stream with our buddy Dave Hellman last night on my YouTube page.
Yeah, it's good to hear from him again. He's not hasn't sold out completely.
No,
to a little guy like you, now that he's big timing and on a yacht all the time.
No, he still stops by, hangs out with me. Mm-hmm. We had a Freaky Friday once.
Yeah, that was great.
Freaky Friday was great, but I don't think we can do that every Friday, where we change up who's on what show. And plus, I don't want to, because Mike Sorey gave me homework when we did that.
That's true.
But how'd you like that short noticed homework assignment? That wasn't fun.
Well, the dirty little secret is it's fine. If you guys ever give me homework, it's fine. I don't have anything to do, ever. I go home and I get on the couch. I try to close my rings on my watch. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Mm-hmm. Yesterday I did. I did a little Peloton action.
Nice.
But I don't have anything to do. I just go home.
But I have so much crap to do. All I want is nothing to do.
Because you Same. Bought a house that's falling.
It is falling. Hey, the tree fell off the front. The tree fell off. Landed in the driveway.
Oh, no.
We're killing
it.
Did
a tree collapse due to ice?
Yep.
You got hot water yet?
Nope.
Have you taken a shower since you stopped having hot water?
Nope.
How long's it been since you took a shower?
We're going about 48 hours. But I naturally smell good. I've kind of got that McConaughey thing going where my musk actually smells pretty good out there.
The pheromones?
Yeah, pheromones. And just over deodorant and over cologning.
Pheromone Friday?
Tell me more.
I don't know.
That's next week, because that's the Friday before Valentine's Day. That's Pheromone Friday.
Okay.
That's where things get a little horned up a little bit. Today, I think, should be Free Fall Friday. Because it's the Friday before Free Fall, which is on Wednesday.
Okay, then what do we do?
Yeah, how do we celebrate it?
Should we do a mini Free Fall at our show?
Yeah, do you have practice games?
We talk about it a little bit.
Do you have
a game on the hour?
Oh!
If I win the game, no. I get to go home right now?
No, save all the games for later. Kidding. I can't even come up with any more games. I'm tired of coming up with games.
How many do you have to come up with for next Wednesday?
7. I still haven't fully decided on the last one.
Can we treat this like when we were in school? Can you give Julie and I like some source material to study to give us a better chance to win?
No.
We wouldn't tell
because
anybody.
Because it's against the, you know.
But we wouldn't tell anybody.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. It's like something feels wrong about it.
Mm. Friends Friday?
Friends is good.
We just watch an episode of Friends during the show?
Sounds like. During the show
yeah.
and just live reaction for 23 minutes or however long it is.
Rod the monkey. There's the monkey. The monkey's on Ross's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
He wants him to pivot.
Fabulous Friday. Facial Friday. We could all get facials.
Julie.
Fact-based Friday. We could present facts.
Good God. 10 minutes
Fun Fact
in.
Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yeah, I like
Google
that.
Google Fun Facts right now.
Uh-huh. Fair Friday. Faithful Friday.
See, if we didn't have a plan, I think we're just kind of... I mean, that's the thing. We should have known what this Friday was going to be going into it.
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like...
No, it's not just for this Friday. See, I want a theme that is going to stick.
For every Friday?
Yeah.
But then we'll get in the routine and it won't be as special. I like having a new Friday thing every
well,
day.
And then so Thursday night too. We're supposed to decide it?
I think Friday on the air we figure it out.
Okay,
that's
I like
what
that.
Doing.
Yeah, figure it out Friday, every Friday. So
okay, what do we wear though? I like having something to wear.
Oh,
we're all kind of gray and
it's just too cold to think about clothes right now. You know,
Floppy Friday.
Okay,
guys don't wear underpants on Friday.
Well, that I mean, what does that do for me?
what does it not do for you?
Are you guys ready for a fun fact?
Yeah,
tigers have striped skin, not just striped fur.
Okay, you know, I think I've heard that before, and I totally forgot it, because that is pretty crazy.
An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain.
Ostrich's eye bigger than its brain. That's crazy.
Stewardesses.
Doesn't sound right.
Ostriches are dumb, right?
They must be.
Because they don't have big eyes either, really.
Stewardesses is the longest word that's typed with only the left hand.
What?
Okay.
Oh.
You never go to the right side of the keyboard.
E-W-R-D-E-S-S-E-S-S-E. Yep. Accurate.
Those are the...
That is a fun fact.
Los Angeles.
Feeding Friday. We could just eat.
We are eating after the show.
I like to do that. We're going to have Golden Chick after the show.
I know. I'm so excited.
Los Angeles. Do you guys know Los Angeles' full name?
No.
El Pueblo de Nuestra Señora La Reina de Los Angeles de Porciuncola. Maine is the only state that has a one-syllable name.
Oh, okay. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's Maine. Good.
So that was a tryout for Fun Fact Friday.
Yeah, it was okay.
Okay.
Oh, Fireball Friday.
These are all trivia questions that could be used on the game show on Wednesday.
Oh. Well, don't write them down. Well, no, that would be great. Did you know a crocodile can't stick its tongue out?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Why am I getting it?
I don't know. The sixth sixth sheep's sick is believed to be the toughest tongue twister in the English language.
That is a tough one. I don't think I could do it.
Let's best not to worry about
Forbidden Friday. Ooh, that sounds spooky.
Yeah, Gary Glitter just got out of prison.
Don't force it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Gary Glitter got out of prison and not enough people are talking about it.
Really?
And Eli Five,
I'm not talking about it.
Gary Glitter should not be out of prison.
Fortune Friday.
Eli Five.
Ooh, Fortune Friday, we check stocks.
You already did do that.
We could do that. See, that'd be a great
do that
we're running
day.
Into all kinds of problems here.
Flannel?
Flannel Friday.
Could
that is
flannel.
A whole thing. I have done Flannel Friday in a previous life. Doesn't mean we can't continue it. But if all goes as planned, we will be emerging from flannel season soon.
I'm Flaky Friday. Yeah, hopefully.
Right? Okay, we'll I sure get to hope it. So.
You're the weather girl now. So
I am.
If you want to be, yeah.
Perfecto Spring is what I'm waiting for, according to Mike Reiner's ranking of the weather yesterday.
Fugitive Friday, all stories about prison escapes.
Oh, fugitive. Well, we could incorporate more letters from prison?
Oh, yeah, we need some more. KT, what's the address?
I don't know. 14001 Dallas Parkway, iHeartMedia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 14001 Dallas Parkway, iHeartMedia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Funky Friday. We could just
speak
be funky.
Is who you'd write.
Addison, mm-hmm. Texas.
Flaky Friday is me because I haven't washed my hair in about 72 hours.
Ooh, so you're talking like dandruff?
You're a dandruff man?
I am now because I haven't washed my hair in about 3 days.
Do you struggle with the dandruff?
Not that I know of, but maybe.
I had a time. There's a time where I was a dandruff
good
guy.
Answer.
How do you know?
You would know. It'd be all over your clothes and stuff.
Oh, yeah, then I'm good.
Freedom Friday. We could talk about our favorite amendments in the Constitution.
No. I got bored by the time you finished that sentence.
You want to turn around to Cather and tell him how much you hate America?
It's not about hating America.
You served our country.
I'm just looking for a little bit of a different vibe for our Friday.
Free base Friday.
Okay. Drugs. That'd be cool.
French fries. Well, might as well get old Coke.
Yeah, it's impossible.
I have those half speak.
I ran out of ideas.
Okay, so here's the thing.
We can go back to the FLARP one.
So I'm creating a run of show for next Wednesday.
Okay. I'll do a little too.
Do you need any help? We're here for you.
I don't
Even
know.
On the air, we can talk through it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Let's talk through a few things because here's what's going to happen. Okay. Everyone's going to have their own ideas about how things should go down, all right? And they're all going to like, and I'm going to be like, okay, I'm open to all these ideas.
Don't
but
look at us when you're talking
I'm
to
not,
skin.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just looking at you because you're in the room with me.
Okay.
So people are going to have questions about rules. People are going to have their own ideas and start changing things. Fuka Once I am committed, and each game is going to have a sponsor. Like, there's a lot going
on.
This
is legit.
But once the rules are locked in, they are locked in. But I was thinking about doing some people a solid. Next Wednesday, for those that don't know, we're doing a 12-hour listening event, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. All the hosts will be in here. Everyone on the staff's going to be here, basically. Java John's Coffee is going to be pouring some delicious coffee at 7 a.m.
Okay.
All right. They're the official coffee sponsor of the Freak. Golden Chick's going to be bringing us lunch at lunchtime.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be many game shows. Now, at 7 a.m., I was thinking about, this is Mike Soroy's idea in general, the whole thing, is making, it'll be us, the speakeasy will bring it out 7 a.m. with Mike and maybe Christina. Right now, I'm volunteering that right now. But
hold on, who else has to do a show? We have to do a show before the game shows?
Yeah, but then at 7:30, Mike Reiner, Ben and Skin, Danny, who else? Yeah, Mike Reiner, Ben and Skin, Danny.
Okay. Yeah, so do nanny. Those people, everybody else have to be here at 7 or they don't have to roll up till 7:30?
Well, I was cutting them a little bit of a solid because they're a little further away.
They can't hang.
Oh, my God.
They can't hang with the morning show.
Yeah, so if we did it in the morning, just so it sounds normal, 7 a.m. with Mike Soroy, because it's his idea, and he can kind of lay out what we're doing, why.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Christina comes, I just assume, because they're, you know, a couple.
Yeah.
And then at 7:30, it could be...
Ping pong.
Ryan's, Ben and Skin, and Danny.
Ryan's.
And then at 8 a.m., game time. I'm just putting together a little run of show.
Yeah.
Are you guys okay with that? That's the thing. You start telling people to show up, and you're giving people a 30-minute window to come a little bit later.
I don't know if you should do that.
I don't either. I don't like you cutting them breaks. Everybody has to be here at 7.
So I also am going...
The idea of everybody in here at 7 when we hit the air is pretty awesome.
Okay, that's what we're doing then.
And we can just like... Yeah, however you want to handle the segment.
Nope, this is.
But everybody in here with smiling faces at 7 a.m., like, kind of...
Smiling, yeah.
Dragon-y.
Some people are really pissed.
Soroy ain't smiling at 7 a.m.
Hey, it's his idea.
I know.
But I would love to walk into this studio full of all of my freak friends at 7 a.m.
Okay, so this is going to happen. I like that too, Julie. Now, here's another thing. 9 people, because I'm going to be... And I'm making the decision on this, and if no one can challenge me, because stuff's going to be on my computer.
Yeah.
Plus, I'll have some printed out sheets.
You're gonna have your own.
But
microphone.
I don't need people getting close. I'm gonna have my own microphone.
Okay.
For when we're playing games.
Which leaves us with 4 for 8.
So we need to assign microphones to 2 people to each mic.
Ooh, let's do that now.
All right. Who do you want to be next to? All the time.
I want to share with Christina.
Okay. Jeff and Christina will be right here.
Yes.
Okay.
And then
Julie, who do you want on your mic there?
All right. Let's go back to the phones.
Putting me on the spot here.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know. Well, maybe I'll share with Soroy.
Okay, Julie and Soroy.
So then Soroy and Christina can be across from each other.
Look at each other in the eye.
They can't play footsies because there's a huge console right there that would prevent that from happening.
Okay. So we got Danny, Rhines, Ben, and Skin.
Skin and Danny already are like maybe in a little love affair.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah.
They're cute together.
I think Ben and Ryan are together on the same mic.
Look at that. We solved it.
Look what we've done.
We did it.
Now, 8 o'clock is the first game. It's a 2-segment game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you what it is yet.
What's it called?
I'm not going to tell you what it is yet.
No, don't tell us.
But what's it called?
I'm not going to tell you what
it is. I might
give
it away.
But what do you do with the game?
I will say...
Drop kills me.
That it does.
What do you do with the balls?
More on other things Julia said.
I'm just talking like almost creepily, like so delicate.
So the first time he said, goes, oh, it's so... he says, it's so precious. They're so adorable.
What?
The kids keep asking me questions about things and I can't hear them.
My name is Julie. Hi, nice to meet you.
Oh my gosh, what is happening right now? Where are all these coming from?
So after that, that's 8 hosts, right?
8.
So then the winner, Jeff, at 9 goes
home.
I get
to go home because I'm going to win.
So 7 left, and then I've got a game, which the game I believe is called Sports Quicksand.
Oh, you're going to give the game
I'm going to give that one away.
The second one, but not the first. Okay.
Yeah. And I'll explain the rules later. Then when there's 6 left, I have a game called the 12-pack of fun.
Sounds fun.
But you only get...
Times 12.
You only get 2 turns in that game. That's what's wild about that game, though.
Oh.
Okay.
That game's very involved.
How excited Kevin is for these games.
Oh, my God.
That game sounds like it's going to have a tie, and nobody's going home.
Well, I've got lots of good tiebreakers. Now, here's my tiebreaker idea, and this is going to be highly controversial.
Indian leg wrestling.
This will at least be the tiebreaker method until noon. Okay, so some games you have a point total where you run out of dollar points.
Yeah,
that you're out of the game, so you might as well just like you're done. You bet all your money. But there is a thing where if there's a tie, it's an idea I'm workshopping. Everyone is in. If there's a tie at the top, here's the tiebreaker. Weakest link style, everyone writes down on a piece of paper...
Who they want to go home?
Who they want... No. Everyone writes down on a piece of paper who they think should win. Okay? And it can't be yourself. Okay?
I will so pay people to let me go home.
It can't be yourself.
I will pay the hell out.
If there's money transactions, you'll immediately lose and you can't be a part of it.
Oh.
Because we got to keep the fabric of things.
What if I pay you also? Mm-hmm.
I will accept no coin for this unless it has...
Oh, I was going paper.
Four digits because I might need a new water heater.
I'll bring you a water heater to the show.
Okay.
Deal.
So think about that. You're back in. Maybe you get a random vote from the cockpit, too. Yeah. And then I collect the votes. And the tie, even though the score could be 10-1, the person with 1 point gets to have a say in who goes home. Because there's a tie. Now, everyone would vote. You turn it in. You go, okay, well, here's who they wanted to go. Do you like that as a tiebreaker? Or is that too edgy?
If that were a terrible idea, I wouldn't tell you. Because I know that irritating the man in charge is a bad idea. Skin doesn't know that. And that's why I'm pretty sure he's going to be doing a show at 6 o'clock until 7 by himself.
With a Mavs game to do that night.
You do need to make something very punitive. Like questioning the game master means you have lost that game. Because then Skin will be doing his show by himself on purpose.
There's a good,
he'll do it anyway.
Good chance by the afternoon I'm power tripping.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be...
You will never leave!
Mobilizing people. I've got the country boys outside ready if you got any feedback on that.
Oh, security.
I got some security. So the other thing that I'm working on, and this is tough because there's a lot of crap to do with 7 games. It's too much, really. Is trying to figure out, like, the other option for breaking ties is, like, roll the dice.
I like
dice.
You
know how boring that is? Now, here's the thing that's difficult is the segments that are in between. Who does those segments? Do you think people are going to be like, oh, yeah, I'll do another segment? I think some people will. I think some people won't.
I think we flip coins. I think we just have 8 coins.
There's segments in between?
Oh, yeah. There's many segments throughout the day that have nothing to do with the game. It's just the freaks on the air. So whatever. I mean, we're talking about the news of the day or whatever.
Why don't we just draw sticks? Like have 4 long and 4 short, and whoever draws the 4 short does that segment.
That's very possible.
Unless somebody wants to take their place.
What about a prize spinner wheel? We've got a spinner wheel.
That's what I was to say. Do a spinner wheel. Let that dictate.
Make it be random.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree, man.
And everybody should have, you know, all the hosts should have like 1 or 2 segments that they got prepared.
Oh, I don't think
no one's going to prepare.
No one's going to prepare anything.
No one's well, that,
I always
great.
Have like
that's great.
100 stories, but
it's
Matt,
just
Matt. Do you think we prepared this segment? We'll be okay.
I feel like this show's prepared usually.
Not at 7.
We have 1 segment.
This is different though. It's
that's
open.
Random. Yeah.
Yeah. This is just the group.
We're
hang.
Spitballing.
This is just a little hangout.
With all of those people in a room, we will be fine killing segments.
Well, I agree.
I'm concerned now.
But here's the time of the day that I'm really concerned about because there's a game at 8, and then 9 to 10 is figured out. Yeah. And then there's game at 10. And then there's a game at 12, the nooner, the 12-pack of fun at 12.
So 10:30 to noon is an hour and a half without a plan. Yeah.
So at 12, there's 6 hosts left still. Okay? Everyone but 2 people have essentially worked more than their average 4-hour show. Okay?
So win the first game.
So win the first 2 games if you want to get home. And then at 12, after that game, there's 5 hosts left, and then I have 1, 2, 3 segments in a row from 1:30 and 2. I think that's when people are going to start getting tired.
Yeah.
And I think that is the part where people are not going to want to be doing segments. By the way, when I'm not hosting game shows, I'm leaving. I ain't going to be here.
I'll tell you what. I'm excited that I'm not going to be here for the back half of it because people are going to get grouchy.
It's going to get tense and grouchy. It really is.
I do get sassy. I get sassy.
I'm going to do that like 1 to 2. I'm like, groom's going to take over and good luck.
Now, people are going to be feeling trapped. You're gonna start questioning things. You're gonna start maybe hallucinating a little bit. It's gonna start to feel like solitary confinement.
Yeah, I'll start tunneling through the walls.
That's a little excessive. A little excessive. Yeah. I don't know about solitary confinement.
Okay.
I think I'll be just fine.
Julie's fine because Julie's in a good mood pretty much all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're gonna need Java John for the whole thing.
Java John may stick around all day.
Go to
the afternoon boost.
Do we have a blow guy?
We don't have a. I mean,
no, we don't need that.
Paul Cawthon. No, that was Paul Cawthon, the country artist.
Yes,
just in case someone thought it was someone else.
No.
So, yeah, that's the part that I'm nervous about because then at 2:30, a game. 3:30, a game. 4:30, a game. 5:30, a game. And the 5:30 game is two people squaring off who by then will hate each other. Okay, by that point in the day,
I'm going to be a part of that, and I know it.
Those people are not going, and they don't want to do the 6 p.m. hour. They just want to get out.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be tense.
Uh-huh.
And it's the only game I haven't decided what to do with yet.
Okay.
I don't know what it's going to be.
That last hour is going to be a beating, though, probably. They're not going to be prepared for that.
No.
I'm taking calls.
I'm taking calls.
I'm 100% taking calls.
Yeah, there's been some
have you heard
controversy on all of that.
No, you're not taking the phones from me.
Have you all seen right, let's go back to the phones.
Did you see the group text on this yesterday?
I'm taking calls. I'm going to use the audio cord and just play my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Jeff's going to finish the ABC, music ABCs by himself.
Yeah. What are we on, Jay? Yeah. Jerry Jeff Walker. Here's P-Word in the Wind.
So this is Mike Soroy's idea. I'm just kind of, you know, hoarding over it, right?
Mm.
Or hurting over it. Not hoarding over it, hurting over it. Whatever happens at 6 p.m., I don't care. I'm gone. So I told them this is Soroy's call because it's his idea. Group text yesterday, 12:30 from Ben Rogers. Of the Ben and Skin Show.
Mm-hmm.
Phones for the last hour of free fall? ? What a crutch. I want to hear someone's empty brain rattle. I say no phones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's fine, but we're going to get bad ratings. Everyone's going to tune out of my last hour because I'm not going to have anything.
No, I think it'll be gold, actually.
Huh?
I thought you were going
to
win.
I want to listen to someone at the bottom of the barrel just trying to talk for an hour.
I want slurred words.
Losing is winning.
I think there should be booze involved.
I think there definitely should be booze involved, but I think that about pretty much every day.
Oh, that could work.
Reiner's response to that goes, if I'm doing the last hour, I'm going to the phones. So y'all are going to have to vote it out, or Soroy's going to have to lay down the hammer. Y'all are going to have to figure that out on your own. 6 p.m. hour, I have nothing to do with. I'm gone.
It's real easy to talk big about what, you ain't doing that at 6 o'clock before you've been on the air for 11 hours.
Yeah, I know.
Whoever is left standing can do whatever the hell they want.
Then win, right? Then go win the game.
Win the damn game.
I'll say, if you go to KEGL.com, there's a contest page where you can go and enter in who you think will be the big loser of the day. The mm-hmm. person who's the last person standing. And then whoever puts those entries in, say you thought it would be Jeff, and Jeff is the last one, then you'll be entered with all the other people who voted Jeff to win a gift card to get a new TV brought to you by Chiba Hut. So thank you very much. A $1,000 gift card to go get you a $1,000 TV.
Woot woot.
So wow. Chiba Hut's made that happen. Go to KEGL.com to enter in that contest.
And we never determined what today is, did we?
No, we didn't do a lot of things we were going to do, but we're at least helping workshop this huge game for the station.
Today's Free Fall Friday. It's the Free Fall Friday. It's the Friday before Free Fall.
Yep.
I mean, it's better than Flarp Cup Friday.
That's true.
Barely.
That's true.
All right, this is the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak, your home in DFW for live and local fun. Coming up next, we will find out what day it is. Mavericks, they won, but might not have been worth it. That's next.